If you climb the King's Grand Staircase at Kensington Palace today, you'll see painted figures looking down upon you from the walls. There are valets, porters, maids, pages, guards, musicians, babies, and lapdogs. They whisper, glance, fan themselves, climb upon the balustrade. Everyone is in motion, and everyone is watching you. This masterpiece of mural art was commissioned by George I in a concerted effort to transform his rundown palace at Kensington and to make his court more splendid and more welcoming than that of his gregarious son and daughter-in-law. The smiling faces watching and welcoming you are portraits of real servants of the king, drafted in to do the duty of making the palace buzz and bustle. It's a remarkable collection of portraits, celebrating a rank in society from which individuals are rarely remembered. But it was nearly never painted at all. It took luck, as well as a liberal dash of talent for an outsider, William Kent, to win the job of populating the King's Staircase with characters from his court. In 1722, the twists and turns of this particular artistic commission coalesced into a cutthroat, all-out battle that divided artistic London. William Kent was a rumbustious, gluttonous, outrageous character. Throughout the royal family's quarrel, he had been studying painting in Italy. When he returned to London at the end of 1719, just before the royal reconciliation at St. James's, he found only a rainy English winter and a chilly welcome. The days were so short, he complained, and so cold to an Italian constitution that he kept to his little room. He consoled himself by going twice a week to the opera, where he was highly entertained and imagined himself out of this Gothic country. Because of his adopted Italian ways, Kent's numerous friends called him the Signor. His bosom buddy and patron, Richard Boyle, 3rd Earl of Burlington and 4th Earl of Cork, addressed him affectionately as Kentino, or Little Kent. And the little room that Kent used as his London bolt hole was in Burlington's Grand Piccadilly home. The two had first met in Italy in 1716, and Kent's fiery personality was the perfect foil to Burlington's considered coolness. Kent was given unique license to tease. In one of his sketches of the Earl, a dog urinates upon the aristocratic ankle. The odd couple, nevertheless, had many common interests, particularly as Burlington was enormously enthusiastic about architecture and design. Indeed, some people considered that he took his interests far too seriously for an aristocrat and lessened himself by getting too technical. So the scientific Burlington and the artistic Kent lived on the most amicable terms, together pouring scorn upon Kent's rival artists with mortification and mirth. Kent wrote one letter to his patron of their living and loving together as you and I do, and concluded another with 100 more wild things that cannot be written.